Jesus drives out a demon and speaks about Satan having a kingdom here on earth or in hell, and is confirming to us, of course, the reality of Satan. He presumes it in the people of that time, and he confirms it. It tells us Satan is very real, and of course, you know, today where we, Catholic faith is not the only faith in the world. There are those who doubt this obvious reality of Satan, obvious in the sense of it's always been taught in our church and in the times of the Jews. And so he is a reality, as Jesus himself tells us, and there are those Christians too, Christian teachers, Christian so-called scholars, who doubt the existence of Satan or that he can possess people. Obviously can, and he did, and our Lord drove the demons out many times, and exorcists can do the same today. But the possession of Satan in people is not our major concern. Our major concern is the influence that Satan can have in the world and in each one of us. And he seeks to destroy everyone, from the Pope down to the smallest child who's reached the age of reason, from the religious priests to devout Catholics, Christians, all the way down to the pagans. He tries to corrupt everyone, and of course it's those who are closest to God that he's trying to corrupt the most, because if he can corrupt them, he will corrupt all those who they influence. And it will be a greater prize for him if he can destroy those who are closest to God, because he wants to destroy everyone. And he goes after everyone, and he tries to ruin us, and with the many different tricks that he uses. And this is it's the will of God, the permissive will of God, that Satan have a place in this world, to keep us on our toes, to keep us vigilant. And how important that is, because of our tendency to be lazy in the spiritual life, and lazy and not promoting our spiritual welfare, our spiritual good. And if we become lazy, if we commit sin, or if we flirt with sin, we go near occasions of sin, don't we deserve some kind of chastisement for that? And as the Kyrie of Ours said, Satan is God's policeman, and we deserve to lose some of our control into the hands of Satan if we commit sin and we flirt with sin and we keep putting ourselves in dangers. And that's what happens. He does gain some control over us if we go closer and closer to sin. And if we commit sin more and more, then God permits us to fall into a certain slavery to Satan, which will make it very difficult for us to get away from sin. And Satan usually works in a sly, cunning way, and sneaky way. Doesn't make us fall into grave sin right away, where we'll jump out of the boiling water and be aware of what the danger that we're in. But he little by little gets us to a deeper and deeper mire of sin, and we have to be watching out for his tricks. And he's going to try to get us to commit sin, and he's going to try to pull us away from God. Those are the two major things that he tries to do: to get us to commit mortal sin, so that we break our relationship with God, and that we stay farther and farther away from God, who is our safety. And that means he tries to keep us away from prayer, from the sacraments of confession, which destroys all the gains that he has made over our souls, to keep us away from making good confessions. If we go to confession, he'll try to corrupt our confessions. He'll try to keep us away from Our Lady, who is our greatest help. And if he can't do that, then he'll try to diminish our relationship with her and her governance over us. He'll try to keep us away from prayer. And if he can't do that, he'll try to get us to diminish our prayers, to corrupt our prayers, to do them less, to do them less well, and to be bored by our prayers and not to want to pray and not to be faithful to our prayers and to diminish them. That's what he will always try to do, and he can do that to everyone, all of us. And so we all have to be on guard, and it's only right that we should have somebody with the cracking the whip to us in our tendencies to be lazy and to not to want to pray and not to want to go to the sacraments and not to want to overcome ourselves. This, we have many weapons to fight Satan, which are confession and prayer and Our Lady, but also the spirit of mortification and self-denial, which Satan hates. And we have to all mortify ourselves, especially our passions, our occasions of sin. We have to mortify our tendencies for worldly pleasures and comforts and entertainments. We have to mortify all these things, that if we don't, Satan will gain some control, or maybe a lot of control and power over us. So we have to, use the sacraments, the sacramentals, miraculous medals, scapular, prayer, holy water, blessings, holy mass, all these weapons that we have to use on a continual battle to the day we die. We will never be free from Satan's temptations and his efforts to destroy us and to bring us to sin and to pull us away from God. So it's only, we have to take this vigilance and keep making that strong effort to counteract his influence by staying close to the sacraments and to the Holy Eucharist and Our Lady.
Christus.